Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Throws it forward, and it's intercepted. Taylor Upshaw.
Williams keeps it. First down. Touchdown. That's a hat trick of rushing touchdowns for Williams to go along with one passing one. He has done everything tonight.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski with you here. We're going to talk a little college football and Heisman. Georgia and Michigan, they locked up playoff spots. Both the Bulldogs and Wolverines finished the regular season 12-0, clinching spots in the college football playoff. TCU and USC, they still need another win. Both the Horned Frogs and Trojans can make the playoff if they win their respective conference championships next weekend. And we've got a heavy, heavy Heisman favorite, USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Now, what, minus 2,500? Is this real? Wow.
I'm seeing
that win.
Some sports books say minus 4,000. It's over. Like, what? When I was watching on Saturday night, I'm like, yeah, this is over. Caleb Williams, with what happened with Stroud earlier in the day, and then Caleb Williams wins, they make the Pac-12 championship game, convincing fashion, the run he's been on, I thought he was going to win it. But I didn't think it was going to be minus 4,000. That's crazy. But with that said, like, Aaron, if it's not Caleb Williams, who is it? And I don't have an answer to that question. You know, like, it can't be Bryce Young. It can't be C.J. Stroud if they're not going to be a part of the playoff and by them losing to Michigan and losing convincingly, too. If that came down to a final possession, I think you could have a different conversation about Ohio State's chances of making the playoffs. But I liked Michigan, plus 7.5. I couldn't believe once we got to kickoff, I think the number was 9 or 10. It kept getting higher and higher, people backing the Buckeyes. But, I didn't think it was going to be that easy for the Michigan Wolverines. So Stroud is just bounced, and it's what we talk about every year. You've got to make the playoff to win the Heisman Trophy, and the odds are saying Caleb Williams already won the award. Like, there's no sweat at all for anybody, and good on you if you jumped ahead and got a Caleb Williams ticket, because we figured USC would get better as the season went along, and that's exactly what happened with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Jim Harbaugh just out-coached Ryan Day. I mean, ooh. I'd be frustrated, you know, if I'm, you know, one of the Ohio State players, because they just got out-coached, I think. I mean, credit to Jim Harbaugh.
I don't know how you get fired.
Time is running short there, but yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, like, he's done a great job recruiting off the charts, but you get fired by not beating Michigan. Same thing in Michigan. Remember, I mean, a couple years ago, we're talking about firing Jim Harbaugh because he couldn't beat Ohio State. And now he slayed that dragon in back-to-back seasons. And this past weekend on the road, planting the flag on the 50-yard line. Oh, man, there, Ohio State fans are not happy right now for a number of reasons. Now, I don't think they're going to fire Ryan Day, but they're talking about it. They got to be talking about it. Yeah, I'm sure. Like, what if it happens for a third straight year? That's probably a real conversation there. So, man.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Ohio State, I mean, did you – I never thought we'd be at a point where – and this is where we are right now. And maybe it changes. We could have some chaos coming up on Championship Saturday. Friday, too, with the Pac-12 game. But I don't think anybody ever believed that we'd be talking about a playoff without Alabama and Ohio State. That's what most people had as a championship game. And now it doesn't look like either of them are going to make the playoff. See, this is what I think we're going to lose. Now, so, I'm fine with the expanded playoff. I'm cool with it. But Aaron, no drama on this past Saturday. That's what you're getting. You're not getting much excitement with the expanded playoff format. That is the downside to this. And I am in support of it. But Bama's in. Ohio State's in. Like the Ohio State-Michigan game, it doesn't matter who wins because they're both going to be in the playoff, especially if Michigan ends up winning. So you are going to lose something with the expanded format that's going to be coming up soon.
So for the Buckeyes to get in the playoff at 11-1, they're going to need either TCU or USC to lose in their respective conference title games, which that seems tough. Now, TCU's got to do something that is difficult, and that's beat K-State twice. And I thought TCU got some breaks in the first time around when they played. So it'll be interesting to see this TCU-Kansas State matchup the second time around.
Everybody's going to be looking to see what the committee does with USC and Ohio State going into the final weekend. When Ohio State's not going to play, USC is. They are, what, a three-point favorite at BetMGM? Yeah, Friday's Pac-12 championship game. USC favored by three over the Utes. That's close to a coin flip. Utah could take them out. So the placement of Ohio State, Bama, is what everybody's going to keep an eye on. People thought Tennessee. Now that's probably done.
No,
it's probably done, and they didn't make the SEC.
They were on such a magical run, such a fun team to watch, and then it all just kind of unfortunate things just kept happening. But yeah, if both TCU and USC lose next weekend, I mean, do you think there's a chance the committee would give Alabama, make them the first? Okay.
What? There's Paul. First two. He's ready.
Yeah.
What do you think, Paul? These two teams not playing this weekend. They're not playing. I think that's going to be held against them.
Probably. I mean, there's a 40-1 out there on Bama. I just don't know if there's a like. Let's say like USC gets blown out, TCU gets blown out.
Yeah.
They still probably put Ohio State in though, right?
Okay. Same resume, but the name is Washington. Who's top 10 in the AP, right? It's not a conference. That's not happening. But because it's Bama and Ohio State, but because it's Bama and it's Ohio State and the ratings and the pedigree of those organizations, I say organizations, but those colleges, like, you're not going to have to twist their arm, right?
So, wait a second. So, yeah, so TCU gets blown out, USC gets blown out, so it's – Ohio State and Bama
both get blown
in?
Out? Do they have to get blown out? What if they just lose?
I think that if TCU just loses, they're probably on the outside. Like, I feel like even if they just lose, Ohio State's probably in over TCU, right? And TCU Ohio State right now has
2.5-point favorite. It's a coin toss. Yeah.
Doesn't Ohio State have to be in over Alabama? Let's say USC and TCU both lose by one. Like, let's say they lose close.
Well, the AP poll put Ohio State just above Bama, one slot above them. The two Bama losses on the road at top 10 teams, one an overtime loss, one a field goal loss to Tennessee. Ohio State lost by multiple scores to Michigan at home.
I personally think Bama's I don't think it's a question they're a better team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bama's
I'm kind of rooting for chaos. I would love to have some chaos.
What if TCU just loses? I think they're the most – well, I mean, USC lost to Utah already. What if just one of them lose?
Yeah,
whoever, if one of them lose, they're out, right? Like, if TCU or USC loses, they are out. It doesn't matter that it's TCU's first loss. So,
USC will be over. We expect USC to be fourth in the rankings. They're not going to keep them fourth if they lose. They're not.
No.
So they're out. And TCU, they'll drop a couple spots. Could they both be in? Yes. They could both be in.
Oh, man. Do I have to play that 40-1? Ugh.
What's the Ohio State number?
Looks like 13-1.
Oh, get out of here.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, no. Not interested.
Yeah, we have to play the 40. We have to.
Show bet.
Yeah.
Feel like we have to. What was it before? Was it 40 before this weekend? This past weekend? I think it was.
I believe it was. It's shorter. Like BetMGM's got 25-1. It's shorter depending on what places, but there's still a 40-1 out there. I was looking again yesterday to see if it shortened at all. That 40 is still out there.
They've got a case, man.
Yeah.
Road, top 10 teams. Oh, man. Yeah.
And, I mean, look, from a marketing and ratings, and this is all a production standpoint, you really got to think twice. Oh, man, we left off one loss TCU instead of Alabama. Okay, we'll take the flack. Like, we're not going to think twice about that as a committee.
I know it's going to be really cool, but don't you think it's going to lose a lot of juice when everybody's in?
These four as they are right now? Oh, you mean that? Yes. No, I completely agree.
Let's say go to the expanded format. Yeah.
Although I guess in that case, the argument is you already know Ohio State and Alabama are in. You don't need things to break your way. From an entertainment standpoint, you're sitting pretty, if that's the thing. You're sitting pretty if, you know, you already know that Bama and Ohio State are in regardless. So I don't think you're really upset about that.
You're also never going to get a number like a 40 on Bama because you know they're in.
I mean, what's that, 10? If you know they're in?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be a crazy weekend.
I can't Let's go. Wait. It's going to be real.
Kansas State, 11-1. Big 12. Let's go, Wildcats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think they have a chance for sure.
Purdue, Michigan's going to be awesome. Get out of here.
Really quick. I mean, is there any chance Caleb Williams doesn't win the Heisman? I mean, what if he lays a complete egg in the pack? Okay. Good talk. That was
I don't think so. It's an opinion. I just don't think so.
I'm with you. All right, this is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM, Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski with you. Up next, I can't believe we're here. We're looking ahead to NFL Week 13, taking our first look. Deshaun Watson is back for the Browns. We have to talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.